Smutters.
Hey, Yennefer.
What's going on?
Guys, it's been a dark, dark day.
God almighty, it has been.
Literally, our power was out for like 5 hours.
Do y'all know how hot and humid it was today? It was awful.
It was ridiculous.
I thought I was going to die. It was so bad. I had somebody earlier this week. She came up and she was like, "So why is the podcast called Supernatural Smut?" And I started laughing. I was like, "You thought we were going to talk about monsters doing it, didn't you?" I was like, "That's how we get you in." And then you listen to me talk for about an hour. And she just started laughing.
Yeah, I didn't go along with the name at first.
You didn't, but I love the name. It's catchy. It's sexy.
Like a sexy preschool.
Gross.
Right?
Okay. So, how's your week been?
It's been a week, Yennefer.
It has been a week. My week's been bad, too. It's just been really humid here. And it finally rained yesterday.
And it's not supposed to stop raining for like a week.
So it says, but that changes. I swear,
if our power goes off again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm getting a hotel.
Yes. It's been a total mess. But it was like, we had it planned out good. Like, me and our little girl, like, we ran to the store and we went and got candles and playing cards and stuff. And then we went and got dinner. We got some barbecue. And so it was going to be okay. It would have been fine if it was not so hot.
Yeah.
But you know how we had that conversation about how we could totally live off the grid with no electricity and all this stuff? I don't think I can do it.
Well, living off the grid doesn't necessarily mean you don't have that stuff.
Well, that's when we were talking about, like, what if we lost, like, was it just the internet that we were talking about? If we lost internet, how we'd be okay?
I mean, I definitely would be. I mean, you adjust to it. I mean, you know, it wasn't great today, but damn, I mean, we would live.
Oh, yeah. I think it would have been better, you know, had it been in the fall or something.
But talking about living off the grid, though, I mean, we could still have power, just it would be solar power.
Okay. We probably need to do that anyway. But yeah, I was kind of nervous because the story that I have tonight. So I was not happy with the episode last week. I just did not think it was very good. And it just, I went back and listened and I was like, this kind of sucks. So I really wanted to like bring it this week. And
oh, it's already been brought.
It's already been brought. And, I have this super scary story to tell y'all. And then the power goes out. And I'm like, this is going to be terrifying. but luckily, it is back on, y'all. I'm actually freezing and have my little toasty socks on right now.
I'm still hot.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, that's just because you're hot stuff.
I know.
Heck yeah. But do you know what we're doing tonight?
I don't.
We are going to talk about the dark web.
What's that?
Like the dark part of the internet that you're not supposed to go to.
You know what, Jen?
What?
I consider page 2 of Google the dark web.
Me too. I never go to page 2. If it's not on page 1, it's not that important. Okay. So, we're going to start on the dark web because I've got a few things to read. But y'all, the last story, it's going to get you.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So let's dive on in.
Dive on in.
So tonight, as I said, we're talking about the dark web. And we're going to go over the good, the bad, and the strange. So what is the dark web? The dark web is a part of the internet that isn't indexed by search engines. I'm sure most people have heard the dark web is a hotbed for criminal activity, which it is. Researchers Daniel Moore and Thomas Ridd of King's College in London classified the contents of 2,723 live dark web sites over a 5-week period in 2015 and found that 57% host illicit material. A 2019 study shows that things have become worse. The number of dark web listings that could harm an enterprise has risen 20% since 2016. Of all the listings, excluding the ones selling drugs, 60% could potentially harm the enterprises. You can buy credit card numbers, drugs, guns, counterfeit money, stolen subscription credentials, hacked Netflix accounts.
How do you even get into the dark web?
There's instructions. Oh. Google it. It tells you exactly how to do it. Oh. I was wanting to look up how to get on the dark web, but I didn't want my phone or me like involved in any of it. So I got a friend of mine at work to look it up instead. And then like after I read, I went back and I was like, don't you dare go on the dark web. And you can get hacked Netflix accounts and software that helps you break into other people's computers. You can buy login credentials to a 50,000 Bank of America account. That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get counterfeit $20 bills, prepaid debit cards, or a lifetime Netflix premium account. You can hire hackers to attack computers for you and even buy usernames and passwords. I also saw that some people will get hackers. They'll pay them so much money to put like child pornography on other people's computers. And then they'll go and call the police and the police will find it on their computer. And it's like a total mess. So, but yeah, people actually do this to other human beings and it's crazy. So... let's see.
I hate people
are just so terrible to each other. So let's go over a few horror stories of the deep web.
Can I buy a kidney?
I think you can. But there's like the deep or the dark web and the deep web. And I think that I've got a story I'll go over and it like kind of explains which one's worse. And then I found there's a shadow web.
Ooh.
Yes, and it's like the worst. Now, an excerpt from user Metal Lava. Some lady posted all these videos of her dancing with a corpse. All rigid, caked up like a corpse. She put on weird music and danced around and sang to it in her room. The user stumbled across one woman's channel on a video hosting site and found videos of her dancing with an actual human corpse. And there are many videos. And apparently, the corpse was not so recently dead with it visibly decaying. That didn't stop this woman from using it to cut a very creepy rug. But maybe the worst part was her singing. She sang to the corpse as she danced. And not in any intentionally creepy way. But it was still a rotting corpse.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
How are you able to get away with that? I don't understand these things. And, like, the dark web terrifies me. That's, like, I would never want any part of myself on that because of all the things they can do to you. Like, we've seen on TV, like, I was scared to look stuff up, like, certain things because, like, you've seen stuff on TV where they, like, kidnap people and they, like, bit them off to the higher, you know, whatever, to cut off a body part and send it to them. No, you remember what? We were watching Supernatural and they kidnapped this girl and they put her on the dark web and people were, like, bidding for certain body parts and they would send it to them because they were cannibals. And do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was on Supernatural. They saved her just in time, though, y'all. It was fine.
Nice.
But that's what they were doing. And I was wanting to type stuff in and be like, do they really do this on the dark web? But I was so scared to. So I was like, I'm just going to find some stories and maybe it'll just pop up. It hasn't popped up. But if you want to look stuff like that up, you can. I'm a terrible podcast host because I'm like, you know, kind of scared to do this, so you're not going to know. Anyway, user King of Bananas tells the tale of their friend, alias Eli, who explored the deep web as a teen. Eventually, Eli found the infamous and surreptitious marketplace, the Silk Road, and decided to order some drugs. He bought some from a dealer on the dark website, paid him, and had the drugs sent to a family cottage. Checking the cottage, he found no delivery. Angry, Eli contacted the dealer, who miraculously sent another shipment. Again, no delivery. And again, Eli asked for more, and more were sent, with no delivery. It wasn't until months later that Eli would hear from the owners of the next cottage over about the mysterious shipments of drugs they kept receiving. It had been an address typo. Could you imagine?
With my damn truck.
Where's my drugs? I need you to send more. These people are probably getting like a shit ton of drugs delivered to their house. And it says, you know, at least the drug dealers had a lot of respect for their customer service, and that's great. So if you're going to do something illegal, do it good. Okay. The shortest entry on the list, user Kick299, writes about their short experience on the deep web by saying simply, found a webcam feed coming from my webcam. Yeah. And it's scary to think about the internet users who prowl the dark web for easy targets. And
people who can hack into stuff. Like, that scares me the most. Like, you hear about all these influencers, iCloud getting hacked, and they're posting all their nudes and all this stuff out there. But what if hackers are hacking into your bank accounts and credit scores and all this other stuff?
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're doing on the dark web. So if somebody just has a hatred for you, they can go on the dark web and destroy your life, you know? But basically what this is saying is the girl was, you know, everybody was watching the girl on her webcam and she had no idea. And then Redditors responded to this story and they're like, yeah, that's pretty normal. And they also responded with, meh. Like, is that just a normal thing? Is that why you see a lot of people put tape over there? We're going to put tape over the computer.
Well, you're kind of broadcasting your life already.
That's true. It's fine. Now, here's
another
one.
Definitely won't see any nudity in this bedroom if you hack our webcam.
The next one is bedbugs. Another short one, but worth mentioning, user UrbanHawk1 writes about how he encountered on the dark web a guy online that was trying to buy large quantities of bed bugs.
Weird.
The dark webber wanted to try to breed them to be resistant to normal methods of killing them while simultaneously breeding in a weakness that only he knew. This way, he could release them in people's houses and then force them to pay him to get rid of the bed bugs. The best part of this one, that's the exact create the disease so I can sell the only cure plot for both for the Amazing Spider-Man and the Ninja Turtles. But could you imagine creating something that only you know how to get rid of, but they have to pay you to get rid of it? That's insane.
Like cancer drugs?
Yeah. Let's see here.
I'm sure there's a cure for cancer.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's see. This user used to visit the portions of the deep web where would-be hackers and cybersecurity specialists would gather. He was there to learn. He was just there to learn, and the best place to do that is where the real hackers gather. He encountered plenty of the run-of-the-mill social engineering information and ID theft, but also one hacker who used her talents to offer something truly unique. The hacker advertised a service whereby someone could pay to have a certain type of illegal, immoral, illicit video uploaded onto another person's computer. This is what I was talking about. the hacker would then report that person to the police, who after a computer search would presumably be arrested. What a terrifying yet effective way to frame someone. And the scariest part was discovering that there were at least two people in the chat room while that was discussing about Colonel Security who had used that service before.
Right.
Yeah, so people are going on there, you know, using it. I need you to get in this person's computer and frame them so they'll go to prison for a long time. It's just awful. They sell at-home vasectomy kits.
No, thank you.
They're $20, and it says it looks like a weird dentist tool with hooks and some kind of tube.
Someone who tries that on there.
Somebody probably has tried it because they're still selling them, from what I understood, because I saw that one pop up a lot.
I really want to read, like, a nurse's perspective of working in the ER for years and all the stuff they see.
I want to see the weirdest stuff they found in x-rays.
I did see one thing, though.
What?
Like, nothing. One nurse was like, FYI, nothing ever accidentally gets inserted into your anus. That was from the ER.
How do people say that? Like, I accidentally sat on this, like, football or something. Like,
how big is that ass?
I don't know, but, like, people just think, like, other people are stupid. Like, oh my gosh, how'd that football get in there? You know, like, it's not normal.
I accidentally sat on it and it just went up.
I mean, own it if you're gonna do it. Okay, so another user stumbled across the actual home website of a serial killer, later arrested for his crimes. The site features mainly the killer's own drawings, which depicted a serial killer stuff, which won't be detailed, but let's just simplify it as gruesome murder and subsequent mutilation of bodies. Though some drawings were simple and crude, others were more lifelike, and all the more disturbing because of it. Eventually, one of the killer's actual photos loaded, which depicted trophies. And when I say trophies, y'all, a lot of people don't know that serial killers will take things from their victims as a trophy. Not very smart of a serial killer to do because they will always get caught. But
yeah, isn't that like the thing that normally gets get them caught?
Yeah, they'll find something of that person. They're like, oh, really? Well, you did it, obviously. But yeah, they take trophies of that person that they murdered. Just, you know, for their own personal, I guess, trophy room. But, yeah, this person showed their trophies, and there were about half a dozen trophies in various stages of decomposition displayed on a shelf. The website has been found and removed, and it is archived for your viewing pleasure. You can also buy uranium on there. Hmm. That made me think of Stewie Griffin, though, when I saw that. Like, it's so crazy because that's terrifying that you can buy that kind of stuff. But the first thing I thought of was a cartoon.
I think of Back to the Future.
Oh, okay. Now, next, it's called The Portals. A website not being indexed by search engines is one thing, but actively hiding via onion services like Tor is another. But beyond even that, there is a whole world of encryption and camouflage the average internet user is completely unaware of. User Progressive Coder dubs this phenomenon the portals. Seemingly innocuous sites that have clues hidden in the page source or seemingly innocent image galleries containing images that have audio clues or other things embedded in the code that have to be extracted through specific means. This process allows savvy coders to hide things so they can never be found unless they so desire. One example Progressive Coder found was a PDF that was a copy of the original Anarchist Cookbook first edition. I don't know what that is. Oh, it tells. Before it was heavily edited and stripped down, it has shit in there, including detailed chemical.
Did you say shit?
That's what it says in here. Not actual shit, but there, it's got, you know, it's got some shit in there, including detailed chemical breakdowns of military grade explosives, way deeper than just your typical "this is how you build a weapon" stuff. And truly, that is just the tip of the iceberg. It descends deep down into the dark. Now,
yeah.
Let's see. This one recounts their experience on the early days of the internet when the deep web was not yet a term because everything was deep. Their story is worth checking out in its entirety, but the short version is the user was casually surfing and stumbled upon something odd and cryptic. Through a series of internet maneuvers, they were able to make their way through the rabbit hole to a directory of what appeared to be records a psychologist or similar mental health professional would keep. The images were of faxes, apparently of both military and medical nature. While browsing the files, the user noticed a new file name, something like "Hello There." The timestamp was from right that minute. They opened it, and in plain text was the message, "We see you." No quotes, all lowercase. And about 15 seconds later, the server dropped. Sometimes, in obscure places on the internet, just being seen is scary enough. Could you imagine?
Nope.
Oh my God. I would never get on a computer again if that happened. Okay. So... shoot. Okay. Next, we're going to talk about...
sex.
Sex, baby.
Okay.
Let's talk about you and the shadow web. And I found a short little story that kind of explains everything. But after this story, we have a very chilling story.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So, I'm along for the ride.
Alrighty. Let's talk about the shadow web. The story's called "The Shadow Web is Real and Stay the Hell Away from It." And this is from a deleted Reddit user. I got his private message early yesterday morning. He saw my comment on his post and came to me for some guidance. He seemed troubled by how his warning had somehow turned into an advertisement for the shadow web. At first, I thought him delusional. There are dozens of message boards out there dedicated to the deep web. Even a couple of subreddits right here on Reddit, and still this fellow is acting like he is solely responsible for leaking the deep web. I assured him that people were just playing along, that like the way they always do on No Sleep, and he need not worry about it. Then he tried to correct me. He insisted that the shadow web is not the deep web, nor is it the dark web.
It's a mirror?
Something, what?
Like a mirror?
What do you mean?
A mirror of the web?
It tells, hang on. It's something far more sinister. Way more fucked up was what he said. Later in the evening, he gave me his phone number. He told me to send him a text if I wanted to be proven wrong. And with that, our volley of private messages ended. A quick reverse lookup showed that the area code was from a place called Valleyfield, Quebec. That's in Canada. It looked perfectly harmless, so I sent him a text. He replied in a couple of minutes. What he sent back was a MMS with a picture of a piece of paper, the one that the creepy customer had supposedly given him. The first thing I noticed about the slip was the font type. It looked as though it was printed directly from a notepad. I'm guessing that this person who gave him the slip had been carrying it around so that he could access the shadow web from public computers or cyber cafes. He probably had the steps memorized at one point and no longer needed it. The second thing I noticed was that the steps were, in fact, not for accessing the dark web. At least not the dark web I was familiar with. It took me about 45 minutes to locate the specific build of Netscape Navigator curiously required for getting onto the shadow web gateway. I found a torrent for it on one of the deep web forums where I frequently lurked. It came with a Trojan horse, unsurprisingly, but I installed it anyway. Whoever tries to backdoor my machine would regret ever trying. At last, I was connected to the fabled gateway, and to my surprise, I was wrong. This wasn't just a deep web, dark web after all, and he had every reason to be worrying. Let me try to explain this in layman's term. If the deep web was the bad neighborhood in your town, the dark web would be its haunted house, that abandoned mansion at the end of that one-way road with no street lamps. The shadow web then would be the windowless cellar at the end of a passage behind a hidden door in that very haunted house. Which that kind of made me understand it a lot better when I heard that. Before I go on, I want to clear something up. When I left the comment on the original post, I mentioned that I frequently visited the dark web. And somebody left a comment calling me a monster. I'm not.
You are a monster.
I don't go there to look for scam victims or distribute kiddie porn. I go there to find people who do. My line of work prohibits me from elaborating, so I'll leave the rest to your imagination. So basically what he does is he goes on there and kind of entraps people and gets rid of all the harmful stuff as much as he can. So he tries to do a good thing. That's his job. After stopping by a few sites on the shadow web, he said actually he spent the whole day on the shadow web, I finally began to appreciate the gravity of this revelation. I'll spare you the details, but suffice to say, I have never been more convinced that cryptocurrencies should be outlawed. I came across one particular site called Rumcake Shadow Web, and from first glance, it resembled one described in Kennelick's post. Then I saw that the site was merely one of dozens in network of these torture room broadcasts. Yeah. I called him back on the number he had messaged me on. I just wanted to tell him he was right about the shadow web and that he did the right thing, and that the information which he provided may end up saving lots of lives. But he didn't pick up. It's pretty late in Quebec. I suppose he could be sleeping.
Excuse me, y'all.
The more I looked into it, the more I realized that this wasn't something I could tackle on my own. I needed to tell my supervisor about this, and since it was almost 3 a.m., I hesitated to call her. Yet I was too excited to let this wait until the morning, so I sent her an instant message telling her about the big fish that I needed her help with reeling up. She immediately responded, "Call." The conversation that ensued was rather shocking. In short, our agency did know about the existence of a shadow web, but no leads have ever turned up on how to actually get in. Until now, that is. Kennelec's post here on No Sleep had violated the shadow web's code of silence. On top of that, he was careless enough to use his regular Reddit account. There are some people who are probably very upset by his expose of the shadow web. From what I was told, his life was in danger. Being somewhat of a rookie at the organization, I've been advised to stay out of this investigation. My boss warned I, too, might end up with a crosshair on my head if I didn't take proper measures to conceal myself. It's 5 a.m. now, and I still haven't heard back from him, and I hope he's okay. One last thing before I log off. For those of you who tried going to the dark web or shadow web after seeing yesterday's post, I strongly recommend that you disconnect your microphones and cover up your webcams. Don't even charge your cell phone with the USB port. Most importantly, don't ever try connecting again. So that gave me chills. That was kind of scary.
Does it say anything about having a VPN and it be safe? Or do you hurt, you know about that?
I don't know. Okay. Aren't you? You had to show me how to do an email the other day. So yeah, there's zero possibility of me ever getting on the dark web.
I use Surfshark VPN even on my phone.
What does that mean? Is that where you can't be detected?
Well, but it shows my, like my, every computer, every connection to the internet has an IP address.
Okay.
So this would show like I'm in Indonesia or.
Oh, okay. So it's basically an incognito thing. Yeah. So, yeah, all you have to do is go to Google and type in how to get on the dark web, and it gives you like step-by-step instructions on how to get there.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. So to finish this episode off, I have a truly horrifying story for y'all tonight.
Row, Raggy.
Now, I'm gonna go ahead and warn y'all. This story is gruesome, okay? And it's terrible and scary, and I just wanna let y'all know y'all are warned, because I was kind of like, my mouth dropped open when I read it, and I was like, I must read this. So you guys have been warned. It's called the True Night Watchman Experience. You ready?
Okay.
I will admit, first off, that I'd heard a lot of these deep, dark web stories and have always called bullshit. However,
A bullshit?
a close friend of mine swore that she had been to this place and that she had seen some really messed up things. Some she would talk about, others she refused. She said some of the things she had seen would haunt her for the rest of her life. I should have just let it go at that, but I wanted to believe that she was making it all up and that there was no such place. But I was the one that was wrong. You know the drill by now. I downloaded Tor, Onion, and found the hidden wiki. I'd been warned about some of the links and how they can trick you into some really crazy and horrible things. I clicked a few. There were mostly sex meetups, escort requests, drug deals. Needless to say, I was really starting to think I was right and that the deep web was just an easy way to make shady deals that couldn't be traced. It was lame, tame, and a bit boring. I looked around for something remotely interesting until I found the link, The Night Watchman. Okay, this could be interesting. I was thinking it might be some guy telling creepy stories or walking around a sleepy town at night or something. What greeted me was a flat black page with three videos blown up to cover the space, sitting side by side in a line. They were paused, and on each of them was a picture of different people. The first one had a family of four: mom, dad, and two little girls. The second was a couple with the female, who was very obviously pregnant. And the third was just a woman and her dog, a cute black lab with a white streak over his left eye. Before I could study them for too long, a voice came through. It was male, slightly distorted, so I couldn't really hear what he actually sounded like. But here's what he said: "Good evening. Tonight, the Night Watchmen have brought you three unique households. Each of them lives different, believe different things, have different future plans." He stopped here and cleared his throat. For this next part, it sounded like he was smiling. "Watch each video and then choose one." I really didn't understand the point of this task, but honestly, my interest was piqued. I was curious about where this was going. I clicked the first video. There wasn't much to it. It showed the family in their home, skipping through moments of them watching TV, playing in the backyard, having supper, the parents putting the kids to bed, and then it cut off. Thank God. I was starting to feel like a weird creep. I was seeing part of people's lives that were meant for only them. I reluctantly clicked the next video. I was transported into the home of a young couple getting ready to start a family. It skipped through to them in the baby's room, hugging and looking excited. They ate salads at the kitchen table and went through mail and went through baby books and magazines and watched a show on TV, and then they went to bed and snuggled up together. This one was so sweet, I couldn't help but smile at what I had seen. However, it was still a glimpse in their personal lives. I had gone through the others. I figured it was only right to watch the last one. This one was a single woman living with just her dog. She was kind of a slob. She had dishes piled up, laundry on a left seat in the living room, and trash that was overflowing. The other two families were pretty tidy. There were some toys and laundry lying around, and the couple with a very clean house, I wondered if there was a point to that, since it did show these aspects in the videos. Anyway, the woman seemed lonely. She watched a lot of TV, ate a half gallon of ice cream, checked her cell phone every few minutes, and it says obviously hoping for a call or a text. She played fetch with her dog, fed him when they went to bed, taking her phone with her. I felt really awkward watching her. Thankfully, this one ended as well. I waited to see what was next. The video reset and went back to the stills of each one again. The voice came back over and said, "Now that you have seen, which will you choose?" I sat there and watched, praying that someone else was here watching this video too and would choose, but nothing happened for a few minutes. The videos disappeared and another three videos began playing simultaneously. These turned my stomach. There were three tall men. I assumed they were men by what character I could catch. They each wore the same clothing. Black shirt, pants, boots, a long black trench coat that dangled around their ankles. To top it all, they each wore large, wide-brim black hats. "Have you decided? Which one will you choose?" the voice chimed in over the live feed. "Death comes on swift wings for our ill-fated friends. You must choose one, and that is how the game goes." He thought this was a game. I was horrified. Was I really supposed to choose who died here and who survived? It was ridiculous, and I went to close the page down. Calmly, the voice began again. "Before you close this down, you should know that if you do not choose one of these three shown here, your family will be next." I was startled by his declaration, but figured that he was just trying to scare me. He was doing a really good job, truthfully. "Anna," he said. My heart skipped a beat. He just said my name. Now, I was officially terrified. I just wanted this to stop. "Anna, dear sweet Anna, I know it's a difficult choice, but it must be made. Please, if you will, direct the night watchmen to their chore." The original videos came back up, and I knew that meant it was time for me to pick someone to die. Maybe it's just a horrible joke that some hacker and his friends like to play on unsuspecting deep web surfers, I stated out loud. It was more to make me feel better than anything, even though my heart was still pounding.
Oops.
I looked at the people again, and there was a family there with children. I couldn't choose them. Then there was the expecting couple. I couldn't do this. It was just too much. "Choose," the normal calm voice barked at me. "Choose now." I jumped and I looked at the last one. It was the lonely woman with a dog for a companion. She had the least to lose and she was alone without kids or a husband. It wasn't okay, but I quickly clicked her video. "Very well. So shall it be." The voice was calm and smooth once again. Listen to this. The videos of the Night Watchman came back up. "Night Watchman, a choice has been made. You may attend to your work." I watched in horror as two of the watchmen began walking toward houses in front of them and the third one walked away from a house. I was confused. I chose the lonely woman, but her watchman was walking away. He disappeared into the night and the feed cut off. The other two videos grew bigger and took up the screen. "What's going on? What's going on?" was all I could say. The two watchmen that it showed each effortlessly broke into the houses. I was biting my bottom lip so hard it bled. The feeds walked along with them as they each silently roamed through the houses. One watchman walked into the set-up baby room and looked around gingerly, then made his way across the hall to the other bedroom. The other watchman walked slowly down the hall, seemingly trying to decide which room to enter. He chose the children's room. I looked over the first one. He stood at the foot of the sleeping couple's bed, holding a huge machete. He walked to one side and began swinging wildly. There were screams so loud and frightened that I felt like I might pass out or throw up. I looked over to the other video reluctantly. The watchman stood in the children's room, right in the center of the pink bunk bed. He also brandished a machete. I screamed as he raised it up and reached over and pulled the computer plug out of the wall. I was terrified, traumatized. What had I just witnessed? What had I just done? My mouth felt dry, my head was spinning out of control, and my heart felt like it might burst from my chest. After several hours, I decided to check my computer and hope that the nightmare I had witnessed was gone. There was nothing. Days later, I was checking my email when I stopped and recoiled in horror. There was an email from the night watchman. I finally opened it. I don't know why. Maybe I was hoping they would tell me I had been punked or something. Instead, it was a few large words on an otherwise white background. Jenna thanks you for excluding her from a night watchman fate. We thank you for your choices too. We truly enjoyed our encounter with you. Come play again anytime. Attached was a picture of the lonely woman walking her dog in the park, still looking down at her phone. I will never, ever access the deep web again.
Yeah, that's...
That's terrifying, y'all. Could you imagine?
No.
Because I knew what was going on, and then when they walked away from the lonely woman's house and started going into the other houses, I was like, that's what they were doing? So it's an awful story. Luckily...
Yeah, that's... No.
Yeah, it's
Let's stay off of dark web stuff.
Yeah, we're not going to do that ever. But I'm not going to totally just down the dark web. Now, I did see where there's some fun parts of it, too. They have a huge chess club on the dark web that you can join. And they also have... remember that movie we watched? And it had Emma Roberts in it. And they had to go from like place to place and to win all this stuff and do all this crazy stuff. You remember? It was like a computer thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They do stuff like that. But it's not like where they get hurt if they don't. It's kind of like a, what do you call it? What are those? A scavenger hunt.
Parkour.
No, it's scavenger hunt. And I read that a lot of people think it's cool. And one person was like, I ended up in New York City to go answer a phone call from a payphone that said, good luck, you found me. Or good job, you found me.
I did scavenger hunts once.
Well, I mean, I did when I was like 10.
I was college age. Some girlfriends of mine, one of which you know, sent me and a couple buddies on a scavenger hunt. And we did the same. They had time to prepare theirs, though. But I had to go in Victoria's Secret and get a job application, a spork from Taco Bell, like just random shit.
That's everywhere. Amazing. I think that would be so much fun. Maybe that's one good reason to get on the dark web. But like, there was another one where I think somebody like had put up an ad where it said like it was really dirty. It was like it sucks so good. And they were like, I want that. And they sent him like a dustbuster and like a vacuum cleaner. And they were like, oh, like stuff like that. It can get funny. And, you know, not every part of it is terrible. But, you know, like we just heard, there's, you know, I don't think that story's true. I think it's more of a creepypasta than anything. But you never know. Also, the torture chambers and stuff like that.
Problem is, I think people just don't use common sense anymore.
Right. I mean, it can be what you make it. It can be either really great and fun, or you can get into the creepy shit and illegal shit and hurt people. It's whatever you make it. So it can either be scary or it can be great. So
I'm just going to avoid it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to try it. Me trying to get on it anyway would be comical. like, seriously, I'm so bad with computers, y'all. But yes. So I thought the scavenger hunt sounded so fun, and
we should do one.
I would love to do a scavenger hunt. But it's just you and me, and we don't really have any friends, so.
Like me against you.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You could take Ashlyn.
Yes, that'd be so great, because I would need Ashlyn.
I remember one of them, too, was a receipt from this little small town restaurant.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was all kind of weird stuff, but it was really fun.
That is so cool. I love that so much. That is it, you guys. If you decide to go to the dark web, let us know how it is. And if what all you saw, because I'd really like to know.
Yeah, and if anybody has any ideas about the ghost picture you posted, let us know.
That's right. That was something else. We posted a ghost picture, y'all. And it's on the Instagram at...
The Instagram.
It's on Instagram at Supernatural Smut Podcast. Troy took a picture the other day and sent it to me at work. It's an actual ghost. Y'all,
it appears to be something strange.
It's something strange in our house, and it's a ghost. And
who are you gonna call?
I don't know.
Ghostbusters.
But we're friends on Instagram with a bunch of paranormal societies, and I thought surely they would give me some kind of input, and they haven't. So where are my paranormal friends at? I've had some people, and it's not cute because it's a ghost, but it does look like some kind of animal, but it's sitting next to our dog food bowl is the thing. It looks like a large dog, but if you look at it close, y'all, it looks like a goat, and that terrifies me. Our house, it's an old house, but it just, tell me it's not a goat.
I don't think it's a goat.
Well, when I think of goats, I think of Baphomet and stuff like that, and that scares me.
Remember that video of that woman opened the door and it was a goat there? It's like, oh, pretty baby.
Yeah, and her husband's hell no, that's not cute. But yeah, take a look at the picture, y'all, and let us know what you think, because we are baffled. I feel like it's causing bad juju around our house. And, of course, I'm going to sage like crazy tomorrow.
You're weird.
I'm not weird. Everybody sages their house.
No, I don't.
They do. But also, if it's a little ghost dog, I'm fine with it. But our dogs do like to stare.
If it's a real ghost, they need to start telling me what bills are paying.
Exactly. They better start paying some rent around here, buying some dog food.
No shit.
All right, you guys. Y'all, stay hydrated this week. Stay cool. Make good choices. And thank you for joining us. And we will see y'all next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.